I'd like to invite the children to come up and spend a few minutes with me, please. Good morning, and come on down. I'm all tired now. I ran up to put new batteries in the recorder, digital recorder. I'm all worn out. Well, hello, good morning. How are you today? Good to see you. Do you have a favorite movie?
I do.
Yeah, what's your favorite movie? What is it?
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th with Michael Myers.
Yes.
You know, you probably just identified a lot of people's favorite movie right there. I'm thinking, how about you?
Don't have one.
You don't have a favorite movie?
Of course.
Do you have a movie you hated? Because for every favorite, you know, you can't really have a favorite if you don't have like an unfavorite. One you really didn't like. Is there something maybe your sister made you watch that you didn't like? Nothing? All right, well, good. That's work with me. That's really good. I'm glad. You ever go to the movies, watch movies on TV? No? Okay. You probably read a lot of books, though. You have a favorite book? Favorite cartoon? You have a favorite food, maybe? Favorite food?
I don't.
Nothing. Okay, that's okay. That's cool. Well, you know what? You're one of our favorites, just so you know. Do you have a favorite church you go to? Think carefully before you answer. This one, he says. This one? Yeah, there you go. That's all right. Good. You know, we all have favorites. Anybody, what's a favorite movie? Grease. Excellent. Favorite movie? Anybody? 12 O'Clock High. That's excellent. Gone with the Wind. What was yours? Blood Diamond. Roger, good. Sound of Music, another good one. Thank you, Jane. Yeah, Rebecca? Harry Potter, the first one. Not the other eight, but Harry Potter, the first one. No, that's discriminating. I like that. Favorite movies? Yes, Barbara.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
Very good. You know, I remember my mom, she liked Casablanca. She really liked that movie. And my dad, he liked anything like 12 O'Clock High, you know, any of the things that had to do with war, and he liked the PT-109 story about John Kennedy. But everybody's got a favorite, but you know, for every favorite, well, Melissa and I, we just like anything science fiction or adventure. Thrillers. Yeah, we're good for that. There's too many to name. But in order to have a favorite, you have to have an unfavorite. So for the good news, there's a favorite. There has to be bad news. It isn't. You have a movie you hated? Something you just said, oh man, that's just an awful movie.
Grace.
Huh?
The movie Grace.
Grace?
Yeah.
Huh, okay. Is that about Elvis?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right, you just probably offended a lot of people in the room. Anybody have a movie you thought, yeah, that movie is not my favorite?
Wizard of Oz.
Too scary, right, Kevin? Those monkeys, they get you every time. What's that? Groundhog Day. Yes. Anybody else have a movie that is, oh, please don't make me watch that. King Kong. Very good. That's, what's that? Oh, that could be good. Yeah. Well, you know, God has invited us. You know, our life is kind of like a movie. Don't you think? There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. But the cool thing is that in the movie of our life, the story of our life, because you know every great movie is a great story. And so whether we have a story we read in a book, or a lot of stories in books are made into great movies, that we know that we are in the center of our movie, but there's someone who's right next to us every step of the way. You know who that would be? That's right, Jesus. That Jesus has invited us to sort of create our own movie of life. And as we go through life, ups and downs, the good news and the bad news, you know, the experiences that are great and the experiences that are, oh man, that's awful. I hate that part. But we need to know that wherever we are in our movie, whether we're near the beginning, the middle, or toward an end, that Jesus is with us every step of the way. And that's what we know in the season that we're in for another four weeks. Is that Jesus walks with us and makes us the center of it, but he is the one that is directing the film. Would you pray with me? Let's give God thanks today for making us the center of a movie but he's the one who directs our steps. Dear God, we thank you that the scriptures remind us that we have plans, and plans are good, but that you are the one who directs our steps. Lord, we thank you that you're walking with us, each one, that you love us, that we're a favorite of yours. All of us are your favorite. Every person on this planet is your favorite. And you have invited us especially to walk each frame, each scene, each step with Jesus. And I thank you today for walking with us and for being with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, in order to think more about your favorite movies, and maybe you'll come up with a favorite. I don't know. I think this should be your homework for this week.
I know mine. Call up Chucky.
But because you said the church is your favorite church, here's some popcorn to enjoy your next movie. And I think Lorraine is going to be your guide today up in Sunday school. Thank you, Lorraine, while Mary and Tom are on vacation. Thank you, Lorraine, for spending time with our kids today. Thanks, guys.